Hi everyone, I'm Mark Carruthers, editor of nonleaguedaily.com, and this is the first of our new Audio Boom interviews. I spoke to Torquay United player manager Kevin Nicholson to get his thoughts on how the job was going so far, to speak about the club's finances, and for his ambitions for the future. So enjoy the piece, and we'll hope to see you back here soon. The role that you're in now, how have you found it so far?
I've loved it. I've loved the actual job. I've loved the challenge. A lot of it I expected, a lot of it I didn't. It's certainly been a test. Certain things have cropped up that I never expected till 1 minute. Finances are obviously very tight. But the job itself's great. You're on the training ground every day. You're dealing with people, you're dealing with players. I would say that there's never a dull day, let's put it that way.
You've obviously, a few players have left the club, but you seem to be in the process of strengthening once again. Is it a case of sort of taking a step back to try and go forward again?
A little bit. When I came in, the budget was virtually gone. So everything I've had to do, I've had to try and kind of shuffle the deck a bit, really. Unfortunately, some lads have had to move on. And in the process, maybe freed up a bit of money for me to use elsewhere. So it's just football. Everybody knows. That's how it works. It just takes a bit of doing. It's not as simple as black and white and just saying, I want this player and I want that player. You have to move things around to allow it.
If there is kind of one good thing to come out of players going out, though, it would be the move of Dan Levercombe going out. That must have been a big boost for the club to get him on a pro deal with a Football League club.
Yeah, it's great for the lad himself. It's a good thing for our club. Unfortunately, we haven't got the youth system anymore, but we did, and he was a product of that, and it's probably a sign that going forward, if I can get it right this season, that youth system has to be something that I have to get back up and running, and I would love to be here long enough to be able to do that. But for him personally, it's a great achievement. He's signed, I think, a 2.5-year contract, so he's got a little bit of security, and for a goalkeeper, a few years to grow. And next season he'll be going there and getting some top-class training with some very, very good players. So, I think all around it worked for everybody, that one.
How have you found the role of player-manager? Is it easy to balance the two roles?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I've not found it a problem playing and managing. Obviously it takes a certain amount of energy, but I'm young and enthusiastic enough to have plenty of that. You're always evaluating, there's been time where I maybe wanted to take myself out and have a look at it from the sidelines, but for one reason or another, we've never seemed to have had enough players in the right positions for me to be able to do that. So I found myself almost having to play. And one thing that we did lack when I came was a little bit of experience. So without having the funds to go out and buy it, I've bought that to the table myself. And I certainly think the lads have got their head around it themselves a little bit now, because obviously player manager is a lot rarer than what it's been in the past.
Yeah.
And I doubt any of them have ever had a player manager before, so it's a little bit of getting used to, I think, from them. But it's working pretty well at the moment, so hopefully with one or two more signings I might have that option to take myself out if I need to. But if we're winning games and doing well, then whichever team's playing will carry on playing.
You've obviously played under some vastly experienced managers. Have you turned to any of them for advice?
Pretty much all of them, yeah. certainly I've made a lot of phone calls to managers I've played with. I found it to be a very close-knit community, the whole managers thing. And there's been a lot that have stepped forward and offered advice and allowed me to pick the brains a little bit. And these are guys that I've never met before. And some of them are Premier League managers, some of them have managed and aren't in it now, and some of them are in this league or the league above, and they've been very, very accommodating and great in terms of letting me chat to them and ask questions and see what their kind of product advice would be in my position now, and it's been very interesting and very rewarding, and I'm grateful that they've done it.
For your first kind of manager role, it must be quite a steep learning curve, the circumstances that the club are in.
Oh yeah, without wanting to over-dramatise it, I doubt there's many other managers out there that are having to deal with some of the things that I am doing at the club at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've got a very, very supportive board and chairman and chief executive, and we've all become quite close-knit because we've all had similar problems to deal with, and we're trying to help each other out of it. And, you know, these guys that have taken over the club are big Torquay fans, so their only hope is to make sure that things are done right by the club. Mm-hmm. There's no hidden agendas or anything that shouldn't be done. It's just a group of Torquay fans that genuinely want Torquay to do well. And, you know, I've been a Torquay player, and off the back of that for so long, certainly became an avid Torquay fan, and now I get to manage them. And like I say, I'll be doing everything I possibly can to get that right, because I just see vast amounts of potential for the future of the club. And they've had a tough few years, but I feel that I'm the guy, and these players that are with me are the people that can get us out of it and get us going again.
You mentioned the fans who are a part of the board now, but the wider supporter community, have you found they've been, well, supportive?
They've been brilliant. I mean, I always had a great relationship with them as a player. I'm sure not all of them thought I was the best player ever, but there's always been a mutual respect between the two of us. And there's that now. You know, obviously, they get frustrated and they get upset when the results don't go your way. But I certainly think there's a lot more understanding now with the other issues that have gone off at the club, and a lot more understanding of how it wasn't ever going to be just a, you know, step in the door quick fix. It was always going to have to be a building thing. I've taken the step of a little bit. I've used social media to try and be a bit closer to the fans and a bit more direct, as opposed to just the usual mainstream media, reading in the papers and so on. Yeah. So I think that's gone down well, even if I have taken a little bit of stick along the way, and it's a bit different. But then, I suppose that's modern management. These are things that 10 years ago, managers didn't have to think about or deal with, whereas now it's a big part of modern-day life.
Yeah, the chance, obviously, you brought in, I should say, Nathan Blissett this week. How big a player do you think he could be for you?
I think massive. I mean, I've signed, obviously, Toby Ajala has come back.
Yes.
I signed Armand Verma till the end of the season. I've got Sean Harrod in, and now I've got Bliss. And, you know, I'm familiar with Bliss. I played with him at Kidderminster, and he's just an absolute beast when he's on it. And I know he's had a little bit of a tough time at Bristol Rovers lately, and he's had a couple of loans this year that haven't quite worked out. But I know what he's capable of, and I think I know how to get it out of him. And, you know, he may not be the goal poacher necessarily, but when he's on it, it takes two or three people to stop him. And when those two or three people are trying to stop him, it allows other players to reap the rewards. And that's where Andre Wright, Marshy and Sean Harrod are going to benefit from having someone like Bliss in the team. So it's not just about scoring goals with him. It's about his overall package. You know, he's a great guy. He's a good pro. And, you know, I probably gave him the most backward sales pitch when I spoke to him about coming here, because I questioned whether or not he was really up for it. And instead of taking that as a bad thing and telling me to get lost, he asked me why, and we had a long conversation, and he came out fighting and agreed to sign. So I'm delighted with that. But between all of us now, we've got to make sure we go out and hit the ground running.
Sounds like a bit of reverse psychology there. That's good. In terms of immediate targets, I'm guessing it's just to stay in the National League.
Yeah. I mean, we're still in the trophy. We play tomorrow against Wrexham, so there's a nice little carrot there if you can, you know, get your form going. The problem I've got is everybody I've signed is cup time, so I'm severely lacking in numbers for that competition. But at the same time, it's a cup competition. Each game is a one-off game, and you never know what might happen. But by far, the priority is staying up. You know, that's all that matters to Torquay United. It's almost all that matters to me. If we stay up, next season's a whole different thing financially for the club, as a business. You know, from my point of view as a manager, I get to spend the budget as I see fit and in the way I think it should be done. And then I feel like I'll really be in a position to be fully judged. Having said that, it's a results game, and I've got to make sure we stay up, otherwise I may not get that opportunity. So, like you said at the start, it's a hell of a learning curve. It's certainly going in at the deep end. But I've loved every minute of it so far.
So that was our interview with Kevin Nicholson, manager of Torquay United. Many thanks to the club, and of course Kevin himself, for helping us. and we hope to see you back here soon on Non-League Daily's